إثنى عشر شهرا، أربعة هرم، ثلاثة متواليات، ذو القعدة وذو الحجة والمحرم ورجب مضر، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصا لوجهك الكريم، آمين يا رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is the fit for the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, we do not have the ability and the capability of praising you. You are as you praise yourself. May the peace and salutations be upon our most beloved master, our teacher and our guide, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sacrificed his entire life, his everything, so this deen can reach me and you, and me and you can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and granted everlasting entry into Jannatul Firdaus insha'Allah. In a kitab called Hilyatul Awliya, the author Abu Nu'aym rahimahullah, he states in this kitab, and he gives a great comparison, and he says that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala faddala ba'dakum ala ba'd, has given certain things superiority over other things, has granted blessing over certain things over other things. For example, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Makkatul Mukarrama as the best of all cities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the month of Ramadan as the best month of all the years, of all the months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the day of Friday and Jumu'ah as the best day of the week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best of all the prophets and the best of all men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also chosen me and you to be the best of, from the best of ummatis, from the best of nations, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, you are the best of people who have been taken out for commanding good and forbidding evil. Like this, in the verse that I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna iddata shuhuri inna Allah ithna ashara shahra, that indeed in the calendar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the year of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there exist 12 months. And those 12 months are the months of the year which we call the lunar calendar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he says, minha arba'atun hurum. And from these 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted sanctity to four months from these 12. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains to us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means, which four months. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-sanatu thaniyatu ithna ashara shahra, that a year is 12 months. Arba'atun hurum, four of them are sanctified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thalathatun mutawaliyat, three of them are consecutive, that is Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. And the fourth month is Rajab. Now obviously these are not the only months that are sanctified by Allah, because we know that the greatest month of the year is Ramadan, and Ramadan is not mentioned among these four. However, these four months, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the people used to exonerate these months. They used to sanctify these months. It came down the generations, and the people of Makkatul Mukarrama, the pagans of Mecca, they also sanctified these 4 months. And these 4 months were further sanctified in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 4 months were such that people wouldn't wage jihad and war in this month. So they would honor these months, and whatever fighting was taking place, they would stop when these 4 months came upon. Last week, we heard Maulana Muhammad Ali speak to us and tell us where the month of Muharram, this new year of a believer, fits into the Islamic calendar and how the Islamic calendar was then formulated. This month of Muharram has certain virtues like the other four sanctified months and like other specific days of the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed certain virtue above others. The first and the greatest of these virtues is the fact that this month of Muharram is known as Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, can be the greatest title that any month can have or anything can have when it is associated directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month is called Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gives us the virtue of fasting in this month of Ramadan, month of Muharram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that afdalu salati ba'da al-mafruḍa, that the best of salah, the best of salah besides the five fara'id salah, salatun fi jawfi al-layl, it is that salah which is performed in the middle of the night, that is the tahajjud salah. وَأَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ, and the best of fast after the month of Ramadan is شهر الله المحرم, is in this month of Muharram. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person who fasts one day in this month of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the reward of fasting for 30 days, for a whole month. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews fasting, and when he inquired from them, why are you fasting? They told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that today is the 10th of Muharram, and it is on this day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved Musa alayhi salatu wa salam by opening up the sea for him and letting him cross. And it was the very day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the sea upon Fir'aun and his followers and drowned them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Jews, we are more closer to Musa than you. So he instructed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in that you also fast. And this fast of Muharram, this 10th of Muharram fast, was compulsory upon the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in before Ramadan was made compulsory. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that Ramadan should be a month exclusive for fasting, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in the option of fasting or not fasting. But Abi Qatada radiallahu ta'ala radiallahu anhu, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hadihi sawm, about this fast of the 10th of Muharram, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him and he said that ahtasibu ay yukaffira sanatul ladhi qabla, that I hope by fasting on this day of the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the past year's sins. Then in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sumu Ashura, that you should fast the day of Ashura, wa khalifu fihi al-yahud, but in doing this act of worship, khalifu fihi al-yahud, oppose the Jews. Do not follow them because they only fast on this 10th day of the 10th of Muharram, but khalifuhum, and oppose them by fasting yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu, that fast a day before it or fast a day after it. So in fact we should fast the 9th and the 10th or the 10th and the 11th. With regards to the other virtue of this month of Muharram, there comes a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, man wassa ala iyalihi wassa allahu sa'ira sanatihi, that whoever spends a little bit extra upon his family members on this day of the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend an increase in barakah, his earnings for the next whole year. Unfortunately, this hadith has been taken to the extremes where people are now competing and vying with one another. That if you gave this, I'm going to give something better than you. If you gave this to your child, I'm going to give my child better. You gave me this, so I'm going to give you something better, competing with one another. We have taken a good deed. We have taken a good deed to another level, and that's where it becomes problematic. But if we do it with the sole intention of spending a little bit extra on our dependents, a little bit extra, not going overboard, but spending a little bit extra on our dependents, with the sole intention of getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping in mind another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, tahadu tahabu, that exchange gifts with one another, it will create love between one another. Do it with this intention, and do not do it with the intention that you have to give, and you have to give a certain type. With regards to this month of Muharram, there are certain superstitions about this particular month. There are certain practices and certain types of food that people make, which are not according or not found in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should abstain from practices that are not found in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But being as it may, being a new year, what does a new year mean to me and you as a Muslim? What should it do to us? What realization should it do to us? Or what should we do when this new year comes about us? We have made it simple by saying it is the three R's. Firstly, we have to sit down and reflect.